Good morning. This is Ian Hoyer with the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Forecast on Saturday, January 11th at 7:30 a.m. Today's forecast is sponsored by Mystery Ranch and the Yellowstone Club Community Foundation. This forecast does not apply to operating ski areas. Overnight, the Yellowstone Club picked up 12 inches of new snow, 6 inches of Big Sky, and 1 to 2 inches across the rest of the advisory area. Winds are 20 to 30 miles an hour out of the south and west, with gusts up to 50 miles an hour. Temperatures are in the single digits to teens. Winds today will be 20 to 30 miles an hour from the southwest. An inch or two of new snow will fall by this afternoon, with 4 to 6 inches possible by tomorrow morning, favoring the southern ranges and Cook City. 6 to 12 inches of low-density snow near Big Sky fell overnight. Moderate to strong southwest winds have built thick drifts on wind-loaded slopes. Snowfall totals have been variable across the zone over the last 3 days. The greatest danger is in the area with the most new snow. If you find deep new snow and thick wind drifts, avoid all avalanche terrain. Avalanches can break under the new snow or much deeper, including all the way to the ground. Humid-triggered avalanches are likely, and the avalanche danger is considerable in the northern Madison Range. Triggering an avalanche is likely in Cook City on any steep slope today. While the deep powder from this week's storm is settling, weak layers deeper in the snowpack will take longer to heal from the large load they've received since New Year's, which was 40 inches of snow with 4 inches of snow water equivalent. Yesterday, riders near Daisy Pass saw a fresh snowmobile-triggered avalanche on Chimney Rock and a larger natural avalanche that broke during the storm. Give these weak layers more time to adjust. Stay off steep slopes today. Dangerous avalanche conditions exist, and the avalanche danger is considerable in the mountains around Cook City. With little new snow overnight, the wind-drifted slabs that formed in the Bridger and Northern Gallatin ranges over the previous several days will be harder to trigger today. However, caution is still merited. Yesterday, Dave got a traumatic test result near the Throne and decided to stick to low-angle terrain. Also stay on alert for signs that wind drifts have remained unstable. Cracks shooting out from your ski tips are a clear sign to find a lower-angled or less wind-loaded slope. The avalanche danger is moderate today in the Bridger Range and Northern Gallatin Range. The mountains around West Yellowstone haven't seen much snow this week. The snowpack is slowly adjusting and becoming less unstable. However, there is widespread weak snow at the ground that remains worrisome. On Thursday, I remotely triggered a small slide from 100 feet away on a low elevation slope near Hebgen Lake. Triggering larger slides remains possible. For today, the avalanche danger is rated moderate in the southern Madison, southern Gallatin, and Lionhead area near West Yellowstone. If you get out today, please send us your observations, no matter how brief. You could fill out an observation form on our website, email us at mtavalanche@gmail.com, or leave us a voicemail at 406-587-6984.